The Gemara says, we don't annul a neder like Rav Gamliel did when he annulled a neder after explaining to a person how bad it is to make a neder based on a pasuk, and the person thereafter saying, had he known, he never would have made that neder.
Pasuk of Yesh Boite Kemet Kereis Cherev, Veloshen Chachamim Marp.
We don't do that. We're afraid that the person's never going to admit that he did something bad to that extent, so of course he's going to say that he didn't mean to make the nether, even if he did. Mara goes on and says, we also don't annul a nether by someone regretting having made the nether after hearing the brisa, where Rav Nosson says that someone who makes a nether is as if he built a bama, and someone who then keeps the nether, doesn't have it annulled, is as if he brought a carbon on that bama. Although there's a machloikis between Abaye and Rava, whether it's one or both of these statements that can serve as the basis for an annulment, the Gemara passes that neither of these can be used, not the part that says it's as if he built the bama, not the part that says it's as if he brought a carbon on it. The Gemara then says, we also don't annul a neder by someone regretting having made the neder after hearing that Shmuel darshan the pasuk to teach that a person who makes a neder is called a rasha, even if he keeps a neder and doesn't transgress it. Shmuel ben Achmein and Nehemiah Yonison darshan the pasuk to teach that one who gets angry is subject to all forms of Gehenna and will suffer from hemorrhoids. When Ula traveled to Eretz Yisrael, he traveled along with two other Yidden. One of them got angry at the other and killed the other person. So from those two people, one killed the other. Ula was afraid that the killer would then turn on him. So he told the murderer that he was right for killing the other person. Rabbi Yochanan later told Ula that it was proper for him to tell the killer and almost give them support. It seemed like he was giving support because it probably saved his life by doing so, because if not, he would have turned on Ula next. However, Rabbi Yochanan was bothered because the pasuk used in the drasha above says that people will be angry outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Ula was traveling in Eretz Yisrael. So how are people so angry to the point of killing someone else? Ula told him the story actually took place before they crossed the Yarden, and therefore he was still technically outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabba bar Rav Huna said, when a person is angry, he doesn't even think of Hashem at that time. Rav Yemi Medifti said, anger makes a person forget his learning and increase foolishness. Again, learn from a pasuk. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, if a person gets angry, it shows that he has more averus than mitzvahs. Again, like we see in a pasuk. The son of Rav Chanina said, if the Yidden would not have sinned, we would only have the five chamashon and sefer Yeshua, which was needed because it tells us how Eretz Yisrael is divided among the Shvatim. The other sifrei Tanakh deal with the musar and the reaction to the averus of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's the only reason that we have them, is because of the various of Klal Yisrael. Rav Asi said, we do not busy ourselves to annul a shvua, only a neder, except if one made a shvua preventing his wife from benefiting from him, and the shvua was based on a mistaken premise, since for shalom bayis, and because it was based on a mistaken premise, we do annul it. This is according to one understanding in the Ran. We find that Rav Asi, the Amora, refused to annul a shvua that was made in the name of Hashem, but would have annulled a shua if it was made using another term. We find that Rav Yosef also said that when one makes a shua in the name of Hashem, it cannot be annulled. Rav in the name of Nachman Paskin that we do annul a neder based on regret, and that we do try to annul a shua even if it was made in the name of Hashem. The Gemara says, a ma'aser of Schoir went to Rav Nachman to annul a neder. To each attempt at annulment that Rav Nachman tried to use to help him find a Pesach to get rid of the neder, Rav Schoir said, "No, I would have made that neder if I knew that, and therefore it can't be used as a Pesach for the annulment." Rav Nachman became angry at Rav Schoir and sent him home. When that happened, Rav Schoir said, "Had I known that my neder would cause Rav Nachman to become angry with me, I never would have made the neder." And based on that, he was able to annul the neder. Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had a similar story. We went to the Rabbanan to annul a neder and was unsuccessful in doing so. When he saw how much time and bother the Rabbanan put themselves through, he said, had I known that my neder would put the Rabbanan through so much, I would not have made the neder. And with that, he was able to annul his neder. Rav Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, had a similar story where after the attempted and unsuccessful annulments, a launderer who was there began hitting him for bothering the Rabbanan. He said, had I known that my neder would lead me to get beaten, I would never have made the neder. And with that, he annulled the neder. So Rav Acham Medifti asked Ravina, getting beaten is a brand new set of circumstances, noilat, and didn't exist at the time of the neder, and as such, we can't use it for annulment because you can't use a new circumstance of noilat, something which is noilat, for an annulment. Ravina answered, it is normal for people of low status, like the launderer, to use any excuse to beat the rabbanon, and therefore, this is something that existed at the time of the neder as well, and it therefore can be used as a pesach for a neder.